has for me. Give me liberty! Oh, give me death!
A dark cloud is finally lifting across the world as U.S. military intelligence and their global partners are destroying the deep state criminal power structure that has ruled over our planet for hundreds of years.
We are free with the God-given rights, and we shall not yield that right to any power on earth.
Hi, I'm Scott McKay. The world is at, and I am your host on The Tipping Point. On Revolution Radio, where every Monday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, we bring you the latest in this ensuing takedown of this global criminal empire.
That's an image of strength.
You'll get the raw, hard truth here on The Tipping Point. So come join us Mondays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, in Studio B at revolution.radio.
This is the People's War. It is our war. We are the fighters. Fight it, then. Fight it with all that is in us. And may God defend the right.
Warning! Warning!
We've got to stop them! They're going to kill us all!
See how the trouble you've started?
Be they the government, be they industry, be they organized labor, be they anyone or human being.
A time when the operation of the machine becomes so odious. Makes you so sick at heart that you can't take part. You can't even passively take part. And you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop. And you've got to win the change of the people who run it, to the people who own it. That unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all.
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported talk radio station, throwing ourselves upon the gears of the machine. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
You called down the thunder, well now you've got it.
Right. You tell them I'm coming, and hell's coming with me, you hear? Hell's coming with me!
Revolution Radio!
Revolution in the morning
at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com.
Good morning, everybody. We are live on Studio A with everybody's favorite politically incorrect host, Mitchell Bob.
Yeah. Hey, hello. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. We are truly witnessing the evolution of revolution. That everybody just kind of follows along in a docile manner. I knew something was wrong.
Okay, now it's time for the regressive establishment's worst nightmare. And the world's most dangerous radio host. Tell them how you feel, Mitchell.
Yeehaw!
Gathered in their masses, just like witches at black masses. Evil minds that plot destruction, sorcerer of death's construction. In the fields the bodies burning, machine keeps turning.
Come on down and join us at the Revolution in the Morning show, streaming live from Franklin County, Virginia. I'm your host, Mitchell Bupp. Hope you're doing well today. Let's see. Revolution Radio freedomslips.com. Come on down and get the straight truth. Not the mainstream media mind control. Uh-oh, it's honey payday for Chevy Cool. Watch out. Come on down and join us at freedomslips.com, revolution.radio. Catch us on iTunes, TalkStreamLive.com, TuneIn, Shoutcast, Winamp, just a few of the streaming services that carry Revolution Radio. That's right, we're on Roku TV, we're streaming out that way too. So join us, ladies and gentlemen, and get the facts that you need, not the scripted, mind-controlled media that you get from ABC, NBC, CBS, and good old fake Fox News. Because every con got you coming and going. These folks do not report the news. They report the propaganda. Hey, howdy, William, over there in Scotland. Hope you're having a great day. God bless you. Thanks, Mickey and Dave, for their show. Just wrapped up from down under in Australia. Good night, y'all down there. Good morning to all us up here in that northern hemispheres. Yeah, so anyway, come on down and join us. Call in and listen. 518-906-1839. I just analyze the news. I look at it. I bookmark it and I find out what's going on in the world. So you aren't, how should we say it? You're not caught up in a nuclear war. And the only thing you heard about it was a little promotion, a little public service announcement by the New York Health Department. Sorry. Hey, if you're not paying attention to what these clowns are doing in Europe, if you're not paying attention to the loss of our national sovereignty and the puppet, demented old puppet that we got for president, damn, I feel bad for you. Where you been? Did you climb out from under a rock? No, let me guess. You were Rip Van Winkle. Or maybe you were just, you know, went and stuck your head in the view. And, you know, the only view you had was that of a dead dog's ass. Oh, gosh, what in the hell is the matter with people? They can't see where the unelected bureaucracy is taking us. Joe Biden, the quintessential Manchurian candidate who, you know, really doesn't even know his way around the White House yet. His aides, the people who help Joe, his caregivers, the presidential caregivers. I wonder if they have to get naked to give Joe a bird bath. I guess Jill isn't in on that, huh? Yeah, it's sheer crazy. It's idiocracy. We talk about it here all the time. Our government is run by retards. How is it that the most incompetent, dumb sons of bitches in society float to the top? I guess it's because they really know how to bend over and grease their ass up and just take it. I guess if you're Kamala Harris, though, you're just on your knees giving it. I mean, that's presidency and the vice president. I mean, really. How much corruption does it take for people to see? The U.S. Supreme Court, maybe they should revisit that idea when they let the Virginia governor get away with bribes, get away with taking political donations and saying, it's okay. Hey, ever since then, you know, there's been no politician left behind when it comes to grifting and greed for selling out the country. Oh, man, I'm telling you. God. Hey, is anybody out there, man? I'm telling you. Does anybody out there need white privilege any more than Hunter Biden? I mean, really. You know, you don't hear anybody on CNN, ABC, CBS. You hear a little grumbling a little bit on fake Fox News about Hunter Biden. Hunter Biden and his, well, let's just say his cloud of dreams. I mean, does anybody, who in the hell gets away with that shit except Hunter Biden? Now, see, this is what you call white privilege, okay? Hunter Biden getting away with the shit that he did. It's absolutely madness. Weighing out crack cocaine. Weighing out 20 grams of meth or crack. I'm not sure which it was. With his gun. Probably smoking a blunt. With his five or six Russian hookers. I guess we know who had the connections to the Russians. Well, that was Joe Biden, wasn't it? That was Hunter Biden. I mean, yeah, it's just amazing how much white privilege the Biden family has. And you know, you haven't heard yet anybody on the squat squad. Right? You haven't heard Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. You haven't heard Ilhan Omar. You haven't heard Aniana Presley. Yeah, after she, you know, waxed her head. You haven't heard any of them say anything about Hunter Biden. I haven't heard Jesse Smollett say anything about Hunter Biden. Have you? Oh man, I mean really, I mean they should run advertisements for white privilege. They could put Hunter Biden's face on it. You want to get away with a crime? Just associate with this guy, Hunter. Be Paul Pelosi's best friend. Paul Pelosi was in his, is it seventh or eighth investigation of the people around Paul Pelosi for, well, let's just say for crimes involving, well, money, of course. Talk about privilege. You know, it's like one of the first female vice presidential candidate for a major party, Geraldine Ferraro. Remember Geraldine? Yes, remember her son when she was arrested for, cocaine back in the day? Back in the day when they really wanted to send you to prison for 20 years for, you know, an eight ball or something? Yeah, he got house arrest for 6 months or a year. Yeah, yeah, it ain't nothing like getting house arrest in a in some penthouse type apartment condo in New York City with maid service. Yeah, I mean, damn, that's just wow. You know, that's just tough jail time. Yeah, that's... Well, Cat, what in the hell are you doing knocking my water bottle over? Good God. No, that reason why I locked Cat out the room. Oh, my God, Cat, what you doing? What else we got going on here? Let's see. Let's find out. Oh, New York shitty. Yes, New York. Top Democrat-appointed New York judge has just resigned. in an alleged ethics scandal. It was just alleged? Is that why she resigned? The Wall Street Journal reported the New York State Court of Appeals judge, Janet DeForo, 66, noted in a letter on Monday that she was resigning amid an allegation that she improperly tried to influence a disciplinary hearing. People familiar with the matter said. Her resignation comes just as after the state's as the state's judicial commission is looking at a complaint about the matter. In other words, you know, who was she trying to get favor for? Is there any information here? It's alleged that I don't know who it was. Let's see. There was a guy that had to resign there was a disciplinary hearing after some man was accused by court officials of threatening retaliation against DeFore in 2020. And evidently she tried to influence the disciplinary hearing. And Quirk was suspended from his job as a court officer temporarily. And Quirk has denied that he engaged in any racist behavior. Anyway, I guess she wrote a letter that was printed on the official state letterhead. Sent it to him and says, look, here I am, man. Look, I'm your boss. Let's fix this. Yeah, why does that sound about right? I'm not sure. Hey, listen to this. Oh, wait a minute. Let me get it cranked up here. Or let me find it. We got time. Anyway, so, you know, Hunter Biden's taking a lot of heat. And there's a guy named Bryson Gray. And my nephew, Devin, turned me on to this. So I figured I'd turn it on to this to you. And I just was laughing because this morning I saw that it was, let's just say it's reaching to the top of the charts. Here's Hunter Biden hacked.
They gonna hate me for this one. Hey, hey. Hey, you know what's really wild? That your own son calling you a pedophile. Why you getting called that by your own child? It's a pedo Peter every time the phone down. Wow, Hunter arguing with hookers while he wearing crack. Whoa, they call it a conspiracy, but I'm saying facts. Whoa, in the mansion up in Cali, but who pay for that? Whoa, the media gonna cover it up like he ain't get hacked. Whoa. Here we go again. If it was Trump Jr., it would be on CNN. This what happens when you rip into a slate of sin. This what happens when the devil knock you, let him in. Nah. I don't care about who this offends. Buying crime family, they all belong in a pen. Buying loves minors, that's the real BLM. Call me what you want, but at least I ain't a damn. Wait, hold up, don't get mad at me. Am I tripping or is he in bed with Natalie? Why he recording all that? What's the strategy? If you do incest, you probably do bestiality. Hey, the president's son is a crackhead. But you the smartest guy, he know that's what your dad said. Is he the real president or Jack Led? Why is everyone that voted for your dad dead?
Yeah, hey, that's Bryson Gray. Hunter Biden hacked. Yeah. Anyway, if you're interested, if you wanted to know, the hackers hacked into Hunter Biden's iCloud. Okay. And so, you know, where they send all their information, they send all their storage, you know, everything is kind of on a Wi-Fi and on a string. So because of the limited data, you can sync with your cloud. Well, evidently Hunter Biden synced with his cloud, and you know his password was Pedo Peter or Peter Pedo. I'm not sure which way it was, but it was those two words. Yeah, and he had used that term to refer to his father, Joe Biden. These are some pretty sick guys, ain't they? Anyway, I hope y'all are having a great day. God bless you. Let's get away from these sickos and let's find something else to talk about. Oh yeah, if you're in California, man, I'm sorry about the racist electrical system that you have out there. I am so sorry that, you know, this so-called green energy is just racist. Yeah, California is going to experience brownouts and blackouts. If that ain't racist, I don't know what the hell is. The Democrat electrical grid. That's right. Brownouts and blackouts. I mean, isn't that racist? Oh, I guess we shouldn't use those words. The Texas grid Wednesday went into emergency mode as northern Texas was, affected by rolling blackouts as soaring electricity demand outpaced available supplies amid a stifling heat wave. ERCOT, the Electric Reliability Council of Texas, should be fired. They should be run out of town on a rail. They should be tarred and feathered. More than 26 million customers. Yeah, here's what they said. Initiated a rarely used emergency program that is triggered when supplies fall below a critical margin. Excuse the fudge out of me. But didn't they just have a, isn't this like an annual or semi-annual power outage shortage thing? I mean, this isn't something that is, how should we say it, wholly unexpected. I mean, really? So they jacked the prices up on the people because the Council of Electrical Cooperatives that run the Texas grid, because they can't get their shit together. People suffer. And this is supposed to be green. Green my ass. It's only green because of all the extra money they get to charge for poor people on their bills. Yeah, it's sheer crazy, isn't it? Texas, more oil than they know what to do with, and they have the energy crisis, and they can't keep the power plants running. They can't keep the cars. They can't even find diesel fuels is readily available. Nah, they shipped it to South America, most of the diesel fuel. They sent our natural gas to Europe. And they jack up the prices here in the United States. Instead of making the United States mostly independent from as much foreign oil as we can, so therefore we essentially create a surplus then around the world because we aren't buying so much. It's really that simple. But Biden doesn't want to build petroleum infrastructure. They faultily, you know, the Democrats believe that they can build an entire electrical grid derived society from electric vehicles to electric lawnmowers, chainsaws, to electric everything. On the back of a green agenda, without the petroleum resources to underpin that entire industry, without the petroleum. See, this is the whole entire failure of these F-tards. The entire infrastructure that these clowns want to build on a so-called green agenda can only be accomplished using massive amounts of, that's right, carbon-derived energy sources. Now, you may not like that. You can't get away from it. Because you can't use, I guess it's kind of like the perpetual motion machine. So many people dream of finding, and people say they have, and God bless them. Anyway, we're almost here at the break. So remember to be the one to change the world today. Just tell the truth in this time of universal deceit. And when somebody says, put that mask on, you'd have to look at them and says, people have been wearing masks since they said in 2019, right? Or 2020, early. Hasn't worked yet. Won't work in the future. I don't know what to tell you. You're a fool. You're a fool. That's all you can say to them.
Take a moment to thank the listeners and hosts for all their support that has made Revolution Radio one of the biggest platforms for free speech in an ever-growing dark world of censorship. Unfortunately, this platform for free speech has never been free. We need the support of the people. It is the people like you, yes, you, that keeps the station in the front lines of the battle against tyranny and oppression. Please help support Revolution Radio so free speech will not be silenced in a world that seems to be going deaf to the real truth. With your support, we will be able to become an even bigger pillar of light in a dark world.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Revolution Radio.
What the heck is the truth, jihad? Hey, I'm Kevin Barrett, host of Truth Jihad Radio. Federal prosecutors, Department of Homeland Security agents, and curious passersby often ask me, just what is this truth jihad thing anyway? Well, everybody knows what truth is, but jihad is a misunderstood term. Jihad means effort or struggle. The greater jihad is the struggle to be a better person, while the lesser jihad is the struggle to defend the community. Prophet Muhammad, peace upon him, did say that the best jihad is a word of truth flung in the face of a tyrant. And that's what we do here at Truth Jihad Radio. Every Friday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, 5 to 7 Pacific, right here on Revolution Radio.
I am Bill Johnson. Some consider my efforts to be an underground law school.
I am not an attorney, and I do not give legal advice. I teach. That's lawful and legal. Consider yourself served. You are to appear Wednesday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, Studio A. My forte? Foreclosure and contract law. Grab your legal pad and pen. Learn a broad spectrum of law spanning administrative, criminal, family, tort, and federal law. Fools and losers cling to old cases. I dissect and comment on the latest rulings that control the courts. Don't be a loser. And if you don't appear, you will be held in contempt.
Hey everyone, it's Barbara Jean Lindsay, the Cosmic Oracle. If you have questions about your past lives or future plans, need answers from the cosmos about your love life or career, or just want to keep your finger on the pulse of the planet, check out my show, The Cosmic Oracle, here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the Internet. Please help support this station so this battle can continue forward. Revolution Radio! The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Yeehaw!
Something wrong with the world today. I don't know what it is. Something's wrong with our eyes. We're seeing things in a different way. God knows it ain't his. Show it no surprise. On the edge.
Yeah, it really does seem like we're all living on the edge, doesn't it? So come on down and join us at freedomslips.com, revolution.radio. Join us today. Let me see what I got over here in my bookmarks. Bill Gates, Mr. Pedo, has to send $20 billion to his foundation. Yeah, Bill Gates, sorry, you bastard. No, you don't have enough money in the world to make your hands clean. That's what I have to say, Mr. Gates. Just been talking about the past week about sharks off of New York, off of Florida. Once again, two people bitten. On Long Island and Fire Island, I believe, is the name of the particular name of the place where it happened. But swimming in the surf and got bit. Why? I don't know. Why in the hell the liberals? You know, liberals, the only people I know that would swim with great white sharks, man. Yeah. Hey, let's go be bait. It ain't happening, man. It ain't happening. I'm not going to go swim in some crusty water where I know there's sharks. Where I know they're feeding. And paddling around out there waiting for jaws. Nah. That's not me. I'd rather be sitting in the boat, you know, hooking up the, you know, the 12 or 15 foot shark that's out there, you know, chomping on the surfers. Yeah, that, I mean, that's what you need, right? Just asking. What else we got going on here? Let's see. Gavin Newsom went to Washington, D.C. Yeah, the dementia president's out of town. The real leaders are in Washington, D.C. meeting when Joe Biden is, well, out to lunch. That's pretty much every day. Recent poll, 18%. 18%. Yeah. 18% of people do not want, only 18% of the Democrats want Joe Biden to run for election again. These are polling numbers that have come in. That's why another reason why Joe Biden is, well, out to lunch. There, my Twitter is backed out again for man again. It pops in and out. So I'm kind of shadow banged on Twitter. Let's see. Will this one open? Let's see. Squirrel Mama on Twitter. Nope. That's what the hell is it asking? I don't know why it's asking that. Anyway, it's madness. Empty head Joe Biden says that 94% of the people want him to run again. 94% of people who have been declared incompetent in nursing homes want Joe Biden to run for president again. Now, there's a metric I might believe. Ninety-four percent of Ukrainians want Joe Biden to run again. Yeah. Meanwhile, the reality of Joe Biden and his, let's just say, his popularity is at an all-time low. And if it wouldn't be that Kamala Harris was on her knees below Joe when it came to polling. What else poll she's working on? I don't know. I didn't go there. It just worked out really well. So remember, Kamala Harris is down in the polls. She's going down on the polls. Lower than Joe Biden. The only problem is Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff and the rest of Congress has a worse rating than that of the president and the vice president. Remember, 81 million people voted for Joe Biden in the most pristine, most beautiful election there ever was. It was zero deficiencies anywhere, except in Wisconsin, where 189,000 votes were illegal. All ballot boxes were unconstitutional, ruled by the Supreme Court in Wisconsin. And that does what? Well, let's just say that there are candidates now that are commanding and demanding that the entire election be null and voided, basically, and be declared invalid. And I'm sure that will happen, and it will also put good possibility of scheduling new elections in the middle of the terms that these people would have. But everybody that has any brain of rational thinking can see and know and understand Democrats cheated. They fornicated and fornified the election. Or is it fortified fornication? Or is it the fornication of the fortifying? I don't know. All I know is that Democrats are a bunch of crooked bastards. And that they conspired against Trump, Perkins Coie, Mark Elias, Michael Sussman, Hillary Clinton, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, the Democrat National Committee, Barack Obama, his entire White House staff, including demented Joe Vice President. We know all of them committed sedition against Donald J. Trump and put together along with the FBI an attempt to take down Donald Trump and negate his presidency. I think that's plainly clear. I think that's obvious. And the really bad thing about it is Perkins Coie, using the cover of their law office and the cover of privilege, a privileged information, whether it is attorney-client privileged or client work product privilege, that they have hid their conspiracy in the midst of all of that. Much of it is wide open, and we can plainly see that hundreds, not a few individuals that have been gone to court, but hundreds of individuals were involved in the plot to stop Trump. We know that today. But you don't hear a whisper about it. Oh, did you hear? The New York Times. And what's the guy's name? Adam Goldman? I think it's Goldman. Alleged reporter. Singing the siren song, and he's crying. Yeah, he's crying about what? He's crying about Ray effing Epps. Ray Epps has been treated so unfair by the right wing that has called him a government conspirator. Ray Epps. Spare me the Ray Epps effing bullshit. Let's see. Trump was not directing people to go to the Capitol and telling people to go inside the Capitol illegally, but they want to charge him with insurrection, not Ray Epps. Ray Epps was on the Capitol building that day, and when people moved barriers, Ray Epps knowingly, willingly charged past them barriers and went into restricted area. But he has never been charged. Ray Epps and the special treatment he is getting makes it beyond a doubt that he is part of a group of agent provocateurs. And I really believe that he is a Democrat plant. I don't believe he is associated with law enforcement. I believe just as, you know, hundreds and hundreds of Antifa and BLM members from Baltimore and other areas that were bussed in. We know this for a fact. We know that the stand down of the National Guard, where the National Guard asked six times, or the Capitol Police asked six times for the National Guard to come and help, and they would never do it. Donald Trump pre-authorized it. The Capitol was essentially left open so this could happen. It's like Charlottesville. It's the Berkeley method. It works well. I call it the Berkeley method because, you know, it was refined in Southern California in the efforts to destroy the civil liberties of conservatives. Riots would take place, destruction of property and other things. Nobody would get arrested. They would declare it a riot, an unlawful assembly, shut it all down. And everybody just walks home laughing and after they've thrown their firebombs. In Charlottesville, Virginia, direct connection to Berkeley. Direct connection to the California riot machine, where the rioters were allowed to get face off essentially and combat each other so it could be declared a riot. Again, the march the night before Charlottesville was orchestrated by a leftist who disappeared for a year to a year and a half. And nobody knew where he had really gone. And he resurfaced as the organizer in Charlottesville. Yes, a man tied to the Wall Street banker rebellion protests. Really? That's where we're at. So every time they do that, they up the level of game. They did it at the Capitol building this time. In plain sight of all the surveillance. Because if anybody has a half of a brain in their head, everybody knows they had drones overhead that day. They had them in every major city after George Floyd, watching patterns and movements and everything else. And really, they know what happened. They know the people who caused the mayhem and who organized it and who unleashed it. But they're politically liable. And that's why Democrats won't look at a lot of stuff. Yeah. What else we got here? Joe Biden is attempting to take over the elections. Right now, there's a case into Supreme Court that will effectively cut the federal influence out of the elections. Okay. And it's been long, it's constitutional that the states have sole right over their elections. The federal government for years, through judicial and legal processes and through the federal government, has been interfering in state elections for years. Decades. The Supreme Court has a case and they're leaning towards kicking all of those rights back to state legislatures. And that the federal government is out of bounds and they overstepped what they're doing again and again and again. And just as with Roe versus Wade, just as the Dunham decision, that goes back to the states. That is a state issue, not a federal rights issue. Yeah. So Joe Biden, that is something that terrifies Democrats right now. And here's the other thing. Joe Biden has sent a request to all government agencies, all 300 and some of them, okay? All the government agencies, he wanted to know how the government could effectively meddle or change or affect elections. State elections, how they could figure out a way to bring in the New World Order bureaucratic bullshit in and take over the electoral system. That's what they want. That's what they're looking at. Meanwhile, Arizona has implemented a must show your ID to vote. $2 million illegal immigrants a year coming across the Mexican border. And a border state cannot have a voter ID law? Really? Come on. Really? Yeah. And you wonder what the effing problem is, right? They wonder what happened. Yeah. We know what happened. People are effing nuts. Oh, yeah, hey, all right, my Twitter feed's back. So, hey, here's Joe Biden talking to somebody about 94 want me back. Listen to this. This is funny. He has no clue. No clue.
The Democrats who don't want you to run again.
They want me to run.
Two-thirds say they
read
don't.
Read the poll. Read the poll, Jack. You guys are all the same. That poll showed that 92% of Democrats, if I ran, would vote for me.
A majority of Democrats say they don't want you to run again in 2024.
92% said if I did, they'd vote for me.
Primary voters want a different nominee. Two-thirds. If you break it down by age, 94% of Democratic primary voters under the age of 30, 94% say they don't want Biden. That is a stunning number.
Yes.
I mean, he swept his grandchildren, but other than that, I mean, like, who, I mean.
94% of Democrats under the age of 30 don't want Joe Biden to run for president. Well, no shit. They know he's a hack. Why don't the Democrat Party just admit Joe Biden's not the president? Shh. It's Barack Obama. It's Barack Obama. He's the president. That's the honest truth. As sheer crazy as the idiocracy seems. I mean, do people really believe all the shit that we're getting shoveled about Ukraine? Oh, did you hear? They're going to send another $1.3 billion. Another $1.3 billion to the, almost said that F word, to those Nazis in Ukraine. Jesus, our government is stupid. The U.S. government overthrows the nation of Ukraine. And we've been shelling out money ever since. I'm telling you, these people are idiots. Over the pond, idiots. Macron's government suffers its first defeat in Parliament after the French Parliament said, hell no. We don't want your stinking tracking. We don't want to demand that travelers show proof of vaccination or a negative COVID-19 test upon entering France. maybe Javakhtin can now go to the French Open if the organizers of the French Open would do what? Oh, would allow him to play unvaxxed. I mean, really. I support that guy. Probably one of the greatest tennis players in the world at this in the history of time, and he can't play because he's not vaxxed for a disease that even for the average person, a 99% survival rate. And for those that are, how should we say it, susceptible because they're older, a 96% survival rate now? Yeah, it's crazy. Anyway, I hope y'all are having a great day. God bless you. Come on down and join us, freedomslips.com, revolution.radio. We should be coming to the break in just about 30 seconds. 30 seconds, we got all that time? Well, hell, I got to look at something else, don't I? Oh, yeah, let's see. 441 unaccompanied children at the border every day in the last year. 441 children come to the border without a parent, without a guardian, without an adult. And they're not abandoned. They're just turned over to relatives. Yeah. Somebody ought to be going to jail for that.
Day of research and trying to wake people up to what's going on in our world, I need to take a break and find my center. I do this by listening to music or watching a great movie. If you find yourself doing the same, then come chill out with me every Saturday night from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here at Revolution Radio. FreedomSlips.com, Studio B, Crypt Rick's The Decompression Hour. It's time to put down that research and crank your stereo.
Hey everyone, it's Barbara Jean Lindsay, the Cosmic Oracle. If you have questions about your past lives or future plans, need answers from the cosmos about your love life or career, or just want to keep your finger on the pulse of the planet, check out my show, The Cosmic Oracle, here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
Did you ever feel that things were not quite right? That everything was just ever so slightly askew?
Do you have, to paraphrase Morpheus, a splinter in your mind?
If you're interested in hearing the latest information about UFOs, the paranormal,
ancient cultures and structures,
monatomic elements,
longevity,
fantastic discoveries in science,
download it to your brain,
then tune in to us. Hi, I'm Dave.
And I'm Mackie.
And we are Shiny Side Out, Sundays 2 to 4 a.m. Eastern. See you then.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Join me at Revolution Radio, Studio B, at 11 a.m. on Saturday for Free Association, when we take a look at philosophy, spirituality, psychology, social issues, and geopolitics. It's every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern on Studio B at freedomslips.com.
Thank everybody for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the one place where information never sleeps. Revolution, Revolution Radio!
All right, let's show them what we got there.
Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
Yeehaw!
This is the end, beautiful friend. This is the end, my only friend, the end of our elaborate plans, the end of everything that stands, the end, no safety or surprise, the end, I'll never look into your eyes again. Can you picture what will...
Yes, what will the end look like? Come on down and join us. It's more of the Revolution in the Morning Show coming at you live from Franklin County, Virginia. I'm your host, Mitchell Bupp. We're on a journey to find the truth. It's never a simple thing today because of the depth, the width, and the sophistication of the propaganda machine that people face today. Many call them journalists. I call most of them propagandists. Maybe they don't view themselves as a propagandist if they work at the New York Times. I certainly do. The New York Times is the toilet paper of record. The Washington Post. It's sorry, you may not like it, but you are a mouthpiece for the New World Order, for the CIA, for the NSA, for the man. You're part of the machine that is here to keep everybody down and in place. You may not like it, but if you broadcast on ABC, NBC, CBS, fake-ass Fox News, if you are a journalist at CNN, you're just a whore in a pimp machine. Now, that's just the honest truth. That's just the facts that we live with every day. You got your morning and your evening news, your local news that comes on and tells you about the crash down the road, the death of the local hero, or the fire that took lives of somebody, and, you know, just the tragedies, the triumphs, of your local area, the people you may personally know. They massage your mind and get you to be that trusting person. And then they switch to their national nightly news. When they already have your brain susceptible to their song and dance. They already have you in a rhythm of truth and authority and have you coddled in their perceived authority and their perceived truth. And for decades, they lied to you. And you never knew it. You never understood it. You would see one thing, and then years later, it would be like history revived when the truth came out. That's because the media and the government conspired to twist your mind, to bend your reality, to cobble you in life, keeping you thinking inside a certain set of lines, inside a box. A box of perceived authority, and that everything else these other people said was they're crazy. They're insane. They shouldn't have the same rights of free speech as you. Their posts on social media should be deleted. They should be restricted. They should be for their eyes only and their mind only, and we can't let that infect the data stream. Yeah. Hey, you notice diversity is always welcomed by the liberals until it's diversity point of view that you don't believe what the government says. That you have an alternative story. That you believe an alternative lifestyle or reality, then diversity is bad. Yeah. I still maintain that one of the biggest crimes that is happening right now is that billions of people on this planet are being brainwashed, or their minds are being bent into a certain type of reality. And that is accomplished by social media, by TV, by radio, by the internet, and all of the combined data streams that we see, that we exist by, that we base all of our decisions on. That's sheer craziness, I know. But let's be honest. We are the sum of our experiences, and our experiences are today generally because of our lives and the way they are. We're tethered to one place, and there are a few people that are free roaming and have the ability to essentially be able to live without a means, so to speak. But anyway, we can change the world. It's not an easy thing. And we have to change our world too. And that's some things I'm working on. Anyway, so call in and listen. 518-906-1839. Let's see. What else? Don't forget the Revolution Radio Archives. We're almost at that 911 moment of the morning. Oh, yeah. The 911 moment of the morning. Where is it then? You know, what's it about? Yeah, here you go. If you haven't heard, 911 moment of the morning we're going to talk about is while everybody was distracted at Boris Johnson getting canned, that in the UK there was a report released that it indicated that fully vaccinated children are dying at 13,633% they are more likely to die of COVID than unvaccinated children. So, in other words, the COVID vaccine has essentially made children more susceptible to COVID. It's unfortunate. All data relating to age standardized mortality rates for deaths by vaccination status from January 1st, 2021 and May 31st, they occurred between the 21st of January 21, May 2022, and June of 2022. So that was a publication date was in July. Excuse me. Anyway, it's showing a large spike in excess mortality deaths in children. And that the unvaccinated let's see, how'd that work out? I can't even read through their data. It's complicated. Anyway, so, yeah, children that were triple vaxxed were most susceptible. Double vaxxed, partially vaxxed, and the unvaccinated were least susceptible to death from COVID-19. Meanwhile, in Canada, it has the truth is finally coming out, and that they have ruined many lives because of vaccination, because of forced vaccination of the young in particular, because they have such a low mortality rate and hospitalization rate. The Canadian Minister of Health, Dr. Moore, really blew it wide open with this admission. What he said during this one exchange with a reporter. And, you know, one of the things that has been said all along was the side effect rate, particularly with myocarditis. And he said it was a 5,000. That one out of every 5,000 children will get a myocarditis, will get some kind of heart ailment or something. And that is much higher. And it's a risk when you take the vaccine. Here's the Canadian Minister of Health, Dr. Moore.
Why not just recommend it to everybody instead of saying it's a personal decision?
Because at present we're doing a risk-based approach.
What's the risk?
The risk, there's always a risk to having any therapeutic versus a benefit. You want to make sure there's a very strong benefit versus the risk. If we're an 18-year-old healthy individual, the risk to getting hospitalized, if we have no underlying medical illness, is very, very low. We know there is a risk, a very small risk, 1 in 5,000, that may get myocarditis, for example. You'd have to have that discussion on the risk-benefit of a complication from the vaccine versus a benefit of decreased hospitalization. A very small risk, 1 in 5,000, that may get a very small risk, 1 in 5,000, that may
a very small risk, 1 in 5,000 of your kids. Guaranteed. See, and this is the thing. Here is the effing bullshit about the whole statistic, okay? They're saying, oh, about 1 in 5,000. They already know that that is an established statistic. Which means they already know that 1 in 5,000 of the children that are getting injected are getting, that's right, heart ailments that will change their lives and will probably, you know, they'll only be here 4 or 5 years or so, more than likely. Can you, and this is Canada. Okay. Really? They destroyed people's lives by telling them they had to be mandatory vaxxed. Now they're saying, oh, well, you know, in kids, you know, it's 1 in 5,000 get myocarditis and it's a risk-based approach. And I'm telling you, Canada has gone to Kukistan. I mean, they've gone to hell in two hand baskets because their shit don't fit in one hand basket. And that's the damn problem, isn't it? The governments suck because they have an agenda and they lie. They lie through their teeth. They use every death. They use everything they can to poison your mind. To bend you around and turn you upside down and smack the living shit out of you. Yeah. Now that Twitter's working again, we can listen to Squirrel Mama had to say. No, just kidding. Candidate for Congress, Irene Jackson. Okay. Candidate for Congress Irene Jackson is pictured at a seat, and she has what appears to be a hard shell taco in her hand, and she sent this message to Jill and Joe Biden.
Hi, it's Irene Armendariz Jackson, and here in Texas 16 is Taco Tuesday, and I have a message for Jill Biden. You may think Hispanics are unique as a taco, but I actually found the perfect taco for Joe Biden. See, it's just a shell.
Yeah, just a shell. Joe Biden. It's all perception. It's all whatever. But yeah, if you're down there in the Texas 19th, yeah, that's what in the hell would possess somebody to say, Hispanics down here, the Mexicans are as unique and as a taco, breakfast taco on San Antonio. It's like, shit, man. Oh, God. What the hell is the matter with these people? Okay, here's some movement on a story that was ongoing. Last week, the abortion rights activists and brought up this 10-year-old girl that had to go to Indiana to get a abortion because Ohio had outlawed the abortions. Well, as it turns out, there were very scant details, and nobody knew what happened or what was going on, and people questioned the authenticity and the whether this really happened. And the story has now taken a full developing view. Okay, the 10-year-old girl who went to Indianapolis to get an abortion because, well, she was 10 years old and when she was raped. The report has now leaked out that was made to social services about the rape. The doctor had reported it. Evidently, the social services had kind of sat on it and didn't do much of anything with it. The Columbus Dispatch was the first to report that I know of that Gerson Ferentes was arrested after police said he confessed to raping a child on multiple occasions. He has been charged with rape, and also the now is confirmed that there is an ICE detainer waiting for the illegal immigrant from Guatemala who came to the United States to rape a 10-year-old girl multiple times. Yeah. What the hell? No wonder the Democrats didn't want to talk too much about it and didn't want to talk about the case because, well, it's sensitive because she's only 10 years old. Well, hell no. No wonder they didn't want to talk about it. She was raped. 6 weeks pregnant, traumatized already by an illegal immigrant who was being sheltered and then being possibly, it kind of appears that, you know, they wanted to reduce the charges so he could stay in the country. That's normally what these sons of bitches do. Oh, God, the poor illegal immigrant. Oh, man. Yeah. Oh, he didn't have slavery to deal with, did he? Oh, no. He had the conquistadors. That's right. All of the Guatemalans and all the people from Central and South America and from Mexico. Yes, it's because of the conquistadors. That's the trauma, the social and economic trauma that they're running from. Stupid bullshit on top of more bullshit. Man, I'm telling you, I can't say what ought to happen to this guy, but I believe it ought to be a one-way vacation wherever it is. Let's see what else we got going on here. Oh, yeah. Hey, man, you got a new Beamer? You not got a BMW or a Tesla? You might be familiar with what I'm ready to talk about. Yeah, man. You own the car. You own the seats. You own the radio. You own the flipper switches to put the lights up and down. But I'll tell you right now, what you don't own is a subscription to heat the seat or to automatically flip the headlights up and down. I had an old Cadillac, like 60-some Cadillac. Man, that thing was the lead sled. I mean, you could put a Yugo in the trunk. Literally, I think you could. And may not even sag the back down. It's crazy. and $18 a month. That's right. If you want heated seats in your Beamer, your BMW, you got to pay a subscription of $18 a month or a one-time fee of $415. There's also another subscription that you may or may not have paid, and that is for the automatic light dimmers. That's right. Instead of having to flip your high beams off and on, the car can sense and do that for you. My old Caddy had that. Guess what? They don't even... You have to subscribe to that app to get it. So they run a dashboard of apps down in front of you. And do you want all these? Check here if you don't want them. You know, whatever. You can start them at any time. You know, if you're in Germany and you got that heater app, it might help this winter. You might be able to set your car and keep warm. Or you could go to one of the big sport stadiums. Yeah, one of the things that Germany is preparing to do is to have heated sports stadiums and have all the stadiums heated so people can come and stay there instead of freeze to death in their home without electric, without gas, without coal, without power. You can go to the soccer stadium, the football stadium, you know, and commune with everybody else to keep warm. Isn't that progress? Them sanctions are kicking Russians' ass.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Interested in the paranormal, murder mystery, real natural law? You enjoy interviews with amazing guests? Then join Crypt Rick every Monday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Revolution Radio. Studio A, freedomslips.com. Crypt Rick's Ivan, thank you. Welcome to the crypt.
Join me at Revolution Radio, Studio B, at 11 a.m. on Saturday for Free Association, when we take a look at philosophy, spirituality, psychology, social issues, and geopolitics. It's every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern on Studio B at freedomslips.com.
Enter into a world unseen on Raven Star's Witching Hour. You will encounter eclectic topics from the realm of spirit brought into our matrix of truth. With your host, the Solaris Blue Raven, Solaris will bring you an array of unique guests covering topics from ghostly spirits to amazing anomalies, covert technology, UFOs, and shadowy global events.
And that's right here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, Saturdays, midnight till 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
Let the magic rise.
Galactic Interstellar Council on Revolution Radio Studio A, Fridays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Join us as we traverse the starseed paradigm, as expressed in the time-space continuum that we know as the divine expression of love and light. Integrating this conscious unity into the galactic paradigm. So welcome all, both terrestrial beings and galactic beings as one. So be it. You're listening to Revolution Radio.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. Any commercial advertising you may hear in this program is of the sole discretion and benefit of the host of this program you are listening to. Revolution Radio does not endorse any commercial products, nor does it accept monetary compensation for on-air advertising of commercial products, nor will it ever. We are and shall remain 100% listener supported. Any product advertising on this program are considered used at higher risk, and Revolution Radio shall not be held liable for any claims or damages received from any product advertised within this program. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps. Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
Yeehaw! Welcome back. It's the Revolution in the Morning Show.
When I die and the limits are red, gonna go to the place that's the best. When I lay me down to die, going up to the spirit in the sky. Going up to the spirit in the sky. It's where I'm gonna go.
Yeah, come on down, join us, Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. Come on down and get the truth, not the mainstream media lies. Where should we start with this set? Let's see. Oh, here we go. A Harvard professor, an instructor at Harvard, calls for people to attack the Supreme Court justices who overturned Roe versus Wade. And this bitch, Alexandra Carballo, if she isn't receiving a visit from the U.S. Secret Service, then my friend Daniel Craddock should never have, even after he threatened the life of Donald J. Trump. Yeah. Anyway, Jonathan Turley, jonathanturley.org. One of the best places I know to get really good news and analysis of legal stuff. Also, Robert Barnes and the New American, David Freiheit. Yeah, all right. Hey, Viva America. That's right. It's now Viva America. It's not Viva Fry. He needs to change his moniker. Yes, if you didn't hear, that was one. That's another piece of news. If you didn't hear, Canadians are fleeing Canada. Free thinking, free minded Canadians, are high profile Canadians are being forced to flee their country because of the repressive socialist government that the World Economic Forum has installed in Canada. Canada. Here in the United States, you know, this woman that has caused this, called this, should be disbarred. She should be shit canned. Her words were, since women don't have their rights, these justices should never have a peaceful moment in public again. Yeah. See, this is one of the things that Democrats have done and the politics has done to America. People who are supposed to be smart and people who are supposed to be intelligent, people who are supposed to be have their entire profession rooted in the rule of law and the application of said law, have essentially called for mob rule, and that justice in America is mob justice. That whatever the mob wants, the mob gets. I'm sure she jumped up and down and kumbaya with all her friends when Derek Chauvin was convicted. I really believe that most people can't even see their own bigotry, their own racism, their own duplicity in their own view of rights and privileges of people. It's certainly crazy. Particularly, you know, with the confusion that, you know, they want to throw in on sexuality. Now the United Nations, weighing in and saying there's more to sex than just male and female. Well, no shit. I mean, let's be honest, no shit. The problem is, instead of starting at male and female and saying that there are variations of male and females and at different levels of masculinity and femininity across both sexes, and that in the left's attempt to explain this, the left's attempt to here's the thing, they're defining it so they can cut those people away from the normie herd and then use them and psychologically bend them into some type of weird activist mindset. It really does seem And it really is true today, you know, and the, I saw it in a post on Twitter, you know, people are asking, why do children need to be exposed to the, you know, the cross-dressing drag queen story hours and the other drag queen stuff? And all that. And nobody is asking, why is it that the drag queens literally want to expose themselves and indoctrinate children into their lifestyle? Why is that? And it's because indoctrination works. That's because, you know, you get them young, you bend them, you break them for the rest of their life. And I will argue that debate with anybody. The perversion of liberalism and children, and the acts of defining children even before they can have an independent clue of to what they are, outside of the mind-bending culture and society that they lived in. When you take a child, and you twist that child's brain, whether you're exposing them to the proverbial freak show and the men that are dressing as the glorified women, cartoon women, kind of, they're essentially, you know, they're telling the children it's okay. And you get the same kind of gender bender affirming attitude from the schooling system today. And see, it's an entire grooming system to destroy children. You destroy children, you destroy the future, you destroy the country. I mean, I know there's always been nerds and there's always been kids that haven't fit in and they haven't gone outside and they have really no life experiences. Well, this is what's happening even to a higher extent today, is kids don't have any life experience. Their life experience is in a screen. It's in a box. It's in a phone. It's in an iPad. And within those systems are built in these systems of control, these algorithms that teach them things that you may or may not want them to know. And if the images and the ideas are put in front of the children enough, they become embedded into their psyche, into their subconscious. Would you really want to do that to your kid? I really don't think most parents would want that for their kids. Let's see what else we got going on here. Oh, yeah, back to Germany. Germany, as I said a little bit ago, they're planning on opening up sports stadiums to keep people warm during the winter. The people will be able to go there and have, I guess it's going to be like soup kitchens and bratwurst houses and beer and heat. I'm just talking about Germany, I mean. But, Germany has just said that from August 1st, they will stop buying coal. From December 31st, they will stop buying crude oil from Russia. Now, Germany is praying like hell that Russia turns back on Nord Stream 1. Nord Stream 1 had been down for maintenance and was going down for maintenance to replace a temporary pressure turbine that had been put in. And the original has been stuck in Canada and has been, I guess, as far as I know, it has been released as part of a piece of a sanction exemption. So Europe could get natural gas, but nobody knows for sure if the Russians will even bother turning the gas back on. In worse circumstances, I mean, this is crazy. At the same time, you know, as the farmers, there's mass unrest going on all around Europe. In France, Italy, farmers, taxi cab drivers, and others are pushing back against the government. In the Netherlands, where they wanted to shut down farms, and they're going to force the farmers to reduce the number of animals they have in the farm, essentially forcing one third of them into bankruptcy, and so they could get the land. And really, you know, that's what it's all about. But the thing is, the Netherlands is the second biggest food exporter in the world. In the middle of a food crisis, in the middle of a international emergency, they're essentially shutting down the food production by one third in the country that exports the second most in the world, food in the world. Doesn't make much sense unless it really is a population control thing. Now, Russia and Ukraine negotiating in Turkey have reached an agreement over the blocked grain exports. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres announced that warring powers on the cusp of a deal to free up Black Sea exports. However, you know, the Russians are not going to allow them to bring in weapons. And this, you know, if they want to export the grain, that's fine. But if they're bringing in weapons, that's going to be a problem, isn't it? But I expect the NATO to bring in weapons, as many as they can, because that's the cheapest, best way. The deal is, I guess, it's pretty close, and there's agreement on the main technical issues, a putting of a green corridor through the Black Sea. The question is, you know, will these be to ship grain out, or will they be arms coming in to parts of Ukraine that desperately need weapons and shiploads of them fast? A Florida sheriff says no charges going to be filed against a man who was sleeping and woke up with three men in his home, and he pulled out his pistol. He dropped his pistol. Don't know why. and one of the robbers bent down to get it. He ran to his other room and grabbed his AK-47 style rifle and started unleashing a hail of shots at the suspects. One person was wounded as he got grazed with a headshot, and the other two run like hell. They were soon picked up, and the sheriff said, look, if somebody breaks into your house, you're more than welcome to shoot them in Santa Rosa County, Florida. And we prefer you do that, actually. Alrighty then. That's a home invasion law I can live with. Three Arrows Capital. Yeah, that's right. A crypto hedge fund has its remaining assets frozen by a New York judge. If you had money in, what was it called, Celsius, forget it. It's down the tubes. It's being frozen as we speak also. So, it's sheer crazy. Lithuania has relented and will allow transit of Russian goods after the EU reaches a compromise on Kaliningrad. And if I were the Russians, I would definitely be saying, look, the Black Sea and Kaliningrad should come together. It certainly is crazy. The real question is, will Lithuania, will they stop the Russian rail cars and ravage through them? You know, kind of like the gangs of L.A. I mean, really. Really, just like the gangs of L.A. Oh, yeah. War propaganda. Ukraine. Yeah. Caitlin Johnston. Good journalist. Caitlin Johnstone, excuse me. ViaMedia.com. Noam Chomsky. John Pilger and Chris Hedges have lent their expertise to the subject in the war in Ukraine with some recent comments and that help bring much needed clarity to an often confusing and contentious issue. Contentious issue? Really? You mean like the United States overthrowing Ukraine? Not once, not twice, but three times, and installing governments and bringing in George Soros, who set up this so-called Justice Foundation, which was nothing more but about hijacking the corruption in the country to make it your corruption and not somebody else's. Not to clean it up. Just, you know, if you're going to run a country, you want to run all the gig. You know, you want the corruption. Let's not lie to ourselves. You know, it's sheer craziness. It's idiocracy. And then the United States attacked Kazakhstan when the Russians were allegedly, we were negotiating with the Russians. So they attacked Kazakhstan in an attempted color revolution. And then, of course, the Kaliningrad blockade. And everybody wonders if there will be peace between the United States and Russia. It's not between the United States and Russia. It's between the New World Order and Russia. The United States is just the puppet. The hand that's being used. And our government is willing participants. As they let these neocons and neoliberals essentially run amok in the government. And I will say that I believe that the United States government is corrupted and is wholly owned and operated by the military industrial complex and the worldwide fascists of the New World Order. There is no other explanation of what we do, why we do it, how we get away with it, and how the world has been corrupted. Power and money absolutely corrupts. I wish I could be a little corrupted. Just a little. Yeah, anyway, I hope y'all are having a great day. God bless you. Remember, you can change the world in this time of universal deceit. I wonder what they got on the rags on the top of the news cycles. Inflation. The consumer price index up 11.3%, 9.1% according to the Fed's phony adjusted consumer price index. Remember, they don't call it the Bureau of Lies and Shit for anything. If it's going to cost the government money, they will manipulate the living shit out of it to bring it down. So the built-in costs of living adjustments, how they will be, well, they will be erased by inflation and more inflation, and the cycle goes and the government is never ahead. The only person that is really ahead of all of this stuff is the people that print the money. Yeah. God bless. Good day. And good luck.
Radio every Wednesday 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Studio B for Momentary Zen with host Zen Garcia at freedomslips.com, the People Station.
I will defend myself against their tyranny. Number 3 is my radio broadcast. I'm squarely in front of the public all the time, and they all know what's going on.
For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence.
Hello, my name is John Wayne. And I do a broadcast here at freedomslips.com, revolution.radio, called The Unequivocal Truth, DEFCON 1.
Freedom and fear are at war.
And folks, I assure you, we are in Defense Condition 1. As we journey perilously through this paradigm that we currently reside in, and I ask that you join me every Saturday.